So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. You know, for the, I can remember the moment that we deemed her, it just fit so beautifully, the Dean of Decency. Doesn't that fit the decency? If you're a new listener, Madeline Dean, out there in the suburbs, came on once. She may or may not have, I don't think she hung up, but it was quite a dispute over fixing potholes when she was a state representative who was starting to run for Congress. The husband and Madeline made their fortune peddling bicycles, says the Philadelphia Inquirer, under circumstances that may not be too kosher in China. Yeah. And yet, this sanctimonious woman can lecture and harangue on everything.
Decency.
Yeah, and the decency came when she was running, because Trump had won. I think she was right after that, the election after that. Guy comes in the rain. Why he didn't have an umbrella, she never told us. She told this story constantly. And he shows up and says, I walked here in a rainstorm, representative, to tell you one thing. Go to Washington and restore decency. Because of Trump. He's the indecent one. Trump didn't make his money, lady, off potential very difficult labor in China, did he? No, I don't think so. All right, here's the short version of the exchange yesterday, though, with Pam Bondi. They started out talking about January 6th, and I'll play that. But then they got into this back and forth, and Dean did not like it. It was outrageous that Bondi says, don't lecture me, honey. Well, I wish she had said that. You're the one that told America that Joe Biden was fine. Here's how it sounded.
You want to talk about incompetence? You're the one that said Joe Biden on PBS was competent. You had to retract those words.
Mr. Chairman,
talk to me. Don't insult me publicly.
This is so discourteous. This is so outside the committee's guidelines. Taking a personal shot at me while swiping at
Joe Biden. Yeah. This, the tone right there, that captures the essence of these three women. Constantly with this stuff. But I think it's a deeper problem. That's just the symptom. They're the face. Dan, I don't know if you remember. I mean, you may have the phone up. She did something in Bluebell. You remember that cut if we have that in our... You remember that she was talking, they were screaming for her in Bluebell about Trump, indivisible, the town hall or something. We played it endlessly. That was another example of this. It may come up. I seem to remember Bluebell is where it was being held.
Yeah, I have it. What was she talking about, though? Wasn't it something about her son or...
It may have been. It was
yeah,
about Trump, too.
More, because I have the transcript here.
Okay.
It was the tattoo thing?
No, it was about this, you know.
Oh, no, she was saying that her son has tattoos. One of them's a crown. He might be disappeared. I have a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Let's hear a little bit of this. Madeline Dean, her tattoos, and
learned
the son's tattoos.
In his
tattoos.
Own history, in his own life, and wrote that beautiful poem, reminding us, any one of us could be disappeared. My son has a lot of tattoos. One of them's a crown. He might be disappeared. I have a tattoo. My husband thinks we should write an article. My son and I might both be disappeared. You just don't know who might decide to judge you with extraordinary powers and disappear you.
Can you imagine these dopes in Montgomery County? She's talking about the Marilyn father of the year, and we just disappeared him. It could happen to you out there in Montgomery County. It's the story. It's a story of our area, of the change in the suburbs. And rapidly, Chester County is going that way. Bucks County's the last bastion. And I saw it when we had Fred Herron down in Mulligan's, gives me hope, and the DA out there. Why Bucks County? Well, it seems like Bucks County, maybe more than the others, has vast regions that are more red. Now, why are they red? That's a good question, but it has sizable parts of Bucks County that are red. Yeah, you got Doylestown, you got all that. It doesn't seem to be counterbalanced in Delaware County and Montgomery County, certainly, by the people they elect. It's amazing. But she is the face of this hectoring, lecturing, civility, screaming, I retain my time. She's done it again and again and again. Mary Gay Scanlon, the same thing. The Houlihan is ratcheting up toward this out there in Chester County. And again, they are popular, at least in the sense that they seem reelectable. If I had to predict, I don't see the challengers to Dean and Scanlon and Houlihan. It's a changing world, and this style of being, I don't even think, I differ with Guy Shiraki a little bit, that these people in the suburbs think it's measured. That's measured? They're saying extremist things. Maybe alongside Omar and Tlaib or something, it sounds that way. But listen to what she just said there about being tattoos and the Marilyn man, and they're going to be disappeared. Is that what the people in the suburbs think? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Here's a little bit more as it heated up with Pam Bondi. Here's the beginning. She went back to her go-to. She went back to J6, and then it got more heated. But Bondi, that's the end part, really. Hit her with, you're the one that stood up for Joe Biden, that Joe Biden was, that hit too close to home. And immediately, that's when she starts with reclaiming her time and the chairman. You can't stand on your own 2 feet. But why does this reverberate in the suburbs? Is it women that like this? Do the guys in the suburbs like women like this, this style that to me is passive aggressive, extreme? All right, here's how it started.
Sincere. You want to protect law enforcement, but your principal, the president, pardoned every single one on January 6th. It rings hollow when you say these words, that if you spit on a police officer, we're going to go after you. Talk to my friends who are Capitol Police officers who were here, five of whom are no longer here. They are dead. And this administration, and I guess I want to ask you, Did you have any advice for the president when he came forward with the blanket pardon on January 20th? What advice did you offer the president?
I am never going to talk about conversations, advice in any way.
Were you asked for
advice? I'm never going to talk about discussions I've had or have not had.
You'll remember.
I can answer with the president of the United States.
Did you give him any advice, yes or no?
I am not going to discuss any conversations that I have had with it.
And
you just put
your
words in my mouth. I am not going to discuss.
No, I'm going to reveal your own words.
I am not going to discuss conversations
that
I've had with the President of the United States.
Attorney General, I would like to reclaim the last 20 seconds.
There we go. There we go. She wants to reclaim. No, you're not getting it back. You can't have it back.
30.
If the
general.
She answered and then answered it again and answered it again with a non-answer. I ask for your consideration of putting time on.
We get whistles and like a referee. And
yeah, that's right. This girl, the
general, she answered it by saying no. Okay.
Flag.
The three hallmarks of this administration are incompetence, corruption, and cruelty. I'm going to focus today on corruption. And in my mind, there are two types of corruption, personal, and then the other I'm going to call public, governmental.
What else is there?
Attorney General, have you ever been registered
She coined
as an
the term
agent
public,
of a foreign
Come on.
Principal
oh,
under
my
the Foreign
God.
Agents Registration
Brain
Act?
Surgery.
I assume you're talking about when I represented the country of Qatar for a very short time.
Qatar.
Anti-human trafficking for the World Cup. Anti-human trafficking
yes or
for
no.
the World Cup.
Attorney
you can't
General.
Put words in my mouth.
No.
You want to talk about incompetence? You're the one that
Excuse
said
me.
Joe Biden on PBS was competent. You had to retract those words.
Mr. Chairman.
Talk to me. Don't insult me publicly.
This is so discourteous. This is
discourteous.
So outside
tisk.
Taking a personal shot at me while swiping at Biden? Very strange and very unprofessional of you.
And very unprofessional of you.
And the answer is yes. You were registered as a lobbyist for Qatar. Is that correct? Yes.
Sounds like a vice principal when you get detention.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want in the suburbs.
Yeah. When
okay.
you went
before- we got enough here. We're getting a little repetitive, but... Guy, you're on to something here. I still don't think they're just insulated. They're in la-la land in the suburbs. They don't know all this is going on. And I guess there's a solid enough base, maybe of women, who like this. All this discourteous, tisk. You're right. It's the manners class, the etiquette, as they don't exhibit any of it. And it's not me. The Philadelphia Inquirer is where I got this great research from. About the family fortune, the bicycles in China. Thank you, Joe DiStefano, when she ran the first time. They did a great job. And out there in the suburbs, they don't care. As long as you have your millions and you go tisk to any Republican, they love it. That seems to be what the mores are. At least Philadelphia, you understand, you know, how extreme they are and all. We know that when it comes to this stuff. But yeah, Biden, he's fine. Just had lunch with Joe today. Pam Bondi's right. Who's a more accomplished woman here? Someone like Pam Bondi or Madeleine Dean? But the three of them constantly have this, it's a style of lecturing us, virtue signaling.
I have PTSD from it, Dom.
Yeah.
Like it takes me back to sitting in sixth grade, and I wasn't, I've always been obnoxious like I currently am, and you can imagine teachers loved that, and I had a vice principal who had the same exact demeanor that she has, and it makes sense when you're a 13-year-old and having that condescending tone given towards you, because, yeah, you kind of need it when you're acting like I was at 13, but when you're up there, you're Pam Bondi, and you're getting the same condescending tone that I got from a sixth-grade vice principal, yeah, there's going to be fireworks, Dom.
Exactly. And, again, it's about Dean, it's about Scanlon. Even when she was carjacked and they turned the world upside down, turned it the same kind of lecture. Houlihan. Hey, by the way, Houlihan was an executive. What's the company called? N1, I think. Again, with the deep ties to making their athletic apparel wear. Oh, in China. Why would we be lectured to? Mary Gay Scanlon was a big-time attorney for a big-time corporate law firm, Democrat, really hooked up across the world.
So why are these our social betters here? People like Dean and Scanlon and Houlihan. They're not. But somehow or another, at this point in history, they fit how enough people in the suburbs, we don't see Republican contenders, they're radioactive. Bucks County is the only place where Trump won or has any chance of winning here. Why is that? Are they just, are a lot of these from New York? Did they all move from Philadelphia? Is it zombies that took over? The suburbs used to be at least mainstream Republican, moderate, or moderate Democrat. There was a guy, oh, I almost said Borowski. There was a guy named Borski who was longtime representative from Bucks County. All right, Democrat.
It still is, isn't
it? No, he's on.
Oh, there's a Lisa now, isn't there? Yeah.
I meant congressperson. Yeah, the Congress, Bucks County is okay. Brian. Yeah, Brian Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Lisa Borowski, the Pennsylvania state representative.
No.
Belko.
So, you know, the Democrats were that way. Jim Green? Now, he's a virulent anti-Trumper now. The former congressman in Bucks, another one. Republican, though. They all had that kind of feel about them. These people don't. They're not only vaguely progressive, but they're the worst kind. They're the kind, Dan's right, that takes you back to sixth grade lecturing. Is that appealing to males? Is it really appealing to women? Do they want to be like that with their husband or significant other? Are these women role models of this model of Democrat? They appear to be. That's what they are, at least in this area. And you had another one, Susan Wild, who McKenzie beat in Lehigh Valley. It's groundbreaking to see these members of Congress. And this would bond, he was Hall of Fame. All right, President Trump has arrived in the Netherlands for the NATO summit. I think the one item, the one meeting he's mainly going to be there about is talking about these NATO countries paying their fair share when it comes to money that's involved in common defense. That's what it's about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T, Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, time for your Dano Show. Coming to your calls. Just reading a few emails there. Chris C. Thanks, Chris. You're right. The tone of Madeline Dean. School marmish in the worst sense. That's what Dan was getting at there, too. You know, we're not in fifth and sixth grade. School marmish. Houlihan has that. The Dean of Decency is the most extreme of this, though. The other thing is Tucker Carlson claiming today that the Murdoch family asked him to run against Trump for president. Oh, my God. O'Reilly yesterday did not seem to be as taken aback by Tucker Carlson and some of his approach in this as I am, and said, well, he just has a different view. Yeah, true. But I think it's extreme, to put it mildly. All right, Lori and Ringo's here on Talk Radio 1210. Lori, good to hear from you.
Happy summer from the Ringo's Institute of Research and Laundry.
Good stuff. Great stuff.
I think if I didn't know better, I'd say Madeline Dean lived across the street from us, because people across the street, they started out with the hate has no home here signs. Yep. Then it was two rounds of Biden signs. A week and a half ago, they put up the there is no place for weapons of war on the streets of America.
Yep.
And we're like scratching our heads, you know, okay, are they talking about calling the National Guard and the Marines out? Are they talking about the patriotic parade to celebrate the army that's, you know, probably the reason they're here and prospering in the United States through all the wars, you know, that have, you know, have allowed this country to survive and thrive? So I think that they must be related to Madeline Dean. It's a couple, and I think both of them are as heavily invested. I don't think it's just the woman. So
yeah, and Lori, the thing is, though, at least you're in Jersey. I know there are pockets where it's not quite like that. You remember this, right? Or maybe you don't. Maybe it goes back farther, that the Philadelphia suburbs were vaguely moderate Republican, moderate Democrat, but Republican mainly.
Yes. Well, yeah, I grew up in Doylestown, so
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And even over here, Huntington County has been, I think one of the first times I called you, I said, could we secede from New Jersey? Because traditionally Huntington County has been red.
Sure. Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's just changing the way the planners have worked. It, you know, there's just so much rental housing now going in this area. It's changing, you know, and it's going to change. I mean, I accept that, but I just hope that people continue to maintain their sense of personal responsibility for things.
Exactly. So, Lori, what's your side today?
My side, and half the people probably won't like hearing this Social Security, worst idea ever. Just quick history point. My grandfather was born in the 1880s, okay? And he went through the Depression, and my mom told us the story just a few times, not pounding it into us, but it stuck with me, that when they started Social Security in 1935, he was like a custodian for schools, and then eventually he was a building maintenance guy for Bell Telephone. Run-of-the-mill guy. He did not want to contribute to Social Security. He said, I will take care of myself, you know, in my retirement. And I think conceptually Social Security is great. The idea is great. People have come to depend on it. You don't put something like that out there for people, they will find a way to make it work. And all we've done in creating this, because the big bad government has robbed it, okay, all we've done in creating it now is it is a stone around our kids' necks. So in four generations, from my grandfather to my kids, the thing's going to go bad for sure. And it's my son who has a job, like an internship this summer. You know, he's like, yeah, I looked at my paycheck. He said, "I it just makes me sick, you know." And they were talking about what my son and my husband, what the Social Security line item is. I'm like, FICA. It's called FICA, but that's Social Security, and that's one of the big ones.
Thank you, Lori. As always, great one. Well, I think the average age, when Roosevelt put that in, the average age of life expectancy for men were somewhere around 52 to 54. So, you know, if you asked it, it wasn't going to burden it versus where it is now. All right, so we're looking... You know, Napoleon must have been unbelievably resilient, though. The guy fights the entire world, gets kicked out, gets exiled, comes back, gets exiled. How many times did that go on? But he decided on this date in history to invade Russia. All-time worst idea. Take it off the board. Hit us at 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you a little bit of an update on the Fitzgerald trial. Sergeant Fitzgerald brutally killed by Miles Pfeiffer. Can you imagine this guy, Miles Pfeiffer from Buckingham? The poor little boy who, for thrills, came to Temple, came to the inner city, and ended up brutally assassinating him. What kind of defense can you offer on that? Allegedly, he can get life imprisonment. If the death penalty were in play, he might get life imprisonment. My prediction is when it's all said and done, though, he won't. Could he get off? Anything's possible with a Philadelphia jury, even though they're showing apparently a massive amount of tape with all the cameras that were in that area of exactly what little Miles Pfeiffer did and took away the dad. And I don't know how... When they come to the stage where the family testifies, if he is convicted, this is an all-American, a model family beyond belief, taking away the father. I don't know if the kids will testify or not, but how in the world is that not worthy of the death penalty? Let alone, it might not be worthy of life imprisonment. I would predict probably not in Philadelphia. Well, that's compassion, Dom. You have no compassion. Now, I don't have any compassion for Miles Pfeiffer. I have less for his mommy and daddy, who apparently enabled all this nonsense and came and picked him up. You know the story. And it seems like 100 years ago, we had the shooting and killing, and now finally the trial. Why? Why does it take so long? And of course, Krasner in the center of all of it. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Is that recent, Dan?
That was when, yeah, when you spoke with her, Marissa, and she told you that heart-wrenching story about how the kids have been.
Still text the father.
Yeah, we played it back earlier on the Dawn show, and I wanted to put it up there for your, because obviously you spoke with her.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely heart-wrenching and really shows the impact that these families face, and continually Larry Krasner just turns a blind eye to, you know, getting justice for victims and such. It's disappointing.
And yeah, we'll play a little bit of it coming up. The question I have, though, is my indictment is this. Those of us that agree with the death penalty are not strong enough on this anymore. I know the polling indicates that, but we've allowed the other side to get the moral high ground. Guys like Josh Shapiro, using his son. I saw him say his son differs with him, I think, or does he agree with him about not drafting Ace Bailey? For once, we agree on something. But the son is the one that turned him around. What a liar.
I can probably get the sound for you after the break as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. The son turned him around, though, if you remember, Dan. That's what he said. How could I look my son in the face and be for the death penalty? Why do we let them take them? We have the moral high ground. And the moral high ground is if you take a life, and I don't care who the life is. In this case, it was an exemplary dad. I don't care if it's a cop either. We got to get off that. Oh, it's a cop. Now you get the death penalty. If you take the life of anybody, meeting the requirements of first-degree murder, you should be executed in the most public manner that we can by whatever mechanism we're wanting to use at that point. But I would predict here and now, I'll be surprised if he gets life imprisonment. We'll play you a little bit of that call. And it's very hard to have Marissa on because, you know, you feel as if you're exploiting this. It's raw. It's real. Even this much after the fact. And those kids were young when this happened. But again, I'm reluctant to make that case because, Joshy, that's not my case. My case is it doesn't matter. It's a beautiful family, young children. It could be anybody. And I don't care if they're Mother Teresa or a big mouth like me. It doesn't matter. If you the principle is if you take a human life, you get the death penalty. It's pretty simple. And that's the moral high ground. Not Josh Shapiro. I'll leave his son out, even though he put him in there. I am sick of the virtue signalers telling us we're the ones that are cruel. Miles Pfeiffer, in my view, should have been executed a long time ago. And his mother and potentially his father should have been charged with serious crimes. I don't know whatever happened on that. We'll play you a little bit of it coming up, though. 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, for 33% off any single bottle. Use that code WELLNESS, 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving, res-q.com. Do it today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Tom Chier, Dan O Show. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time bad decision, bad idea. Socialism could win in New York. Got to admit, it'll be fascinating to see if that happens. Would I rather have a socialist or Cuomo win there? It might be the socialist. That's how bad it is. And he's anti-Semitic to boot, which, of course, you were waiting for that. Why does that idea continue to play well? Well, you have enough people in colleges, they dress it up, they call it something else. And I just saw today, Google, because of all this, says if we, you know, whacked up the $160 trillion, they say, in assets we have after liabilities, every man, woman, and child in the United States would get $471,000. So why not do that? What would happen that would be so bad? All right, as I said, the Miles Pfeiffer case, the defense is saying he was in fear for his life. He didn't know what was going on. This guy was chasing him. Now, I'm not sure if they said the guy was African-American chasing him in that neighborhood. He was in a police uniform. But what else are they going to say in this case? How else can they justify? Well, they'll come up with he was traumatized, paranoid, schizophrenia after he had carjacked people there threatening to kill him. And when it comes to punishment for this, I don't need to rely on the pain and suffering caused here. But I know that you have people that just can't bring themselves and say, oh, he's only a young man. Why would you put him away for life? Why wouldn't? I would execute him. Here is Marissa, the widow of Sergeant Fitzgerald, on my show a while ago when I asked her about how the family was doing.
You know, we are a tight family unit, and Christopher adored and loved his children so, so much, and each one of them had their own special relationship with them. And when you wake up every day, and you don't wake up to your dad either playing with you or singing with you or joking around with you or just having the house be filled with just laughter, you know, it affects all of them in their own personal way. There are times where my youngest daughter cannot sleep. She has to sleep with me, and, you know, I don't like sleeping in my room. And so it's been hard. You know, my son, both of our sons are struggling. You know, they get upset often, or they go and scroll through their old messages that, you know, their dad used to send them, and listen to the voice messages. And they still text them to this day. I recently went through my son's phone, and he's constantly texting his dad, you know, "I wish you were here. I wish you would come back, Dad." Or when we go and visit him at the cemetery, you know, he'll text him, you know, "We're on our way, Dad. We're on our way to see you." And when you see something like that, I don't understand how nobody can get their heart broken and just feel like torn to pieces.
Yeah. Very difficult to hear that, and I think it's still raw. It's still that way. But again, the other side says, you know what the argument is of the liars like Josh Shapiro, who did not run and tell people in Pennsylvania he was against the death penalty. Josh, you didn't do that. You didn't run on that. You dodged it, and then, when advantageous, you went to a church and said that your son enlightened you. And the bottom line is, it's not about bringing someone back. It's about justice, and it's about a deterrent to the future. Other side said, yeah, because if you have the death penalty. Oh, you were playing Josh Shapiro, Dan?
No, I just accidentally put up the wrong audio. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I remember when he went to the church, and he had to emote and tell us all this stuff. And fraudulently. So I don't know. It seems to me we've lost on this. And part of the loss started when they started across the country, starting in California. They came up with aggravating, mitigating circumstances. In other words, if you kill two people, if you kill a woman who's pregnant, if you kill someone who's the person of the year, oh, man, then you might get the death penalty. Mitigating. You didn't have a pony when you were a kid. It's not about that. It's about what the left, and today is the third anniversary of the Dobbs decision. To me, it's always been about one thing. All this other stuff is immaterial. Now, if I were arguing in court, I would use it because I want the right thing to happen, which is the death penalty for this guy. But to me, deep down, and for you maybe, it's immaterial. It's a simple thing. You got to get back to, you take a human life, clearly meeting the standards of first-degree murder, and you get the death penalty. All the other stuff may be emotional with juries and all. It's not emotional with me, although I have to admit, the manner in which this happened, and the tape shows it, that's what they're watching in court now. He shoots him, he has him down, then he opens fire multiple times from close range. How in the world is there not intentionality? And it only has to be intentionality to know what you're doing at some kind of level. I don't care how disturbed you are, buddy. Think about what you've done. It doesn't matter. Well, Dom, it will not bring back of Miles Pfeiffer. Why don't you understand that? Because it's going to take thousands of Miles Pfeiffers to restore right and wrong here. And when you have the death penalty, we don't have to go through a process where we're wondering, will we actually get life imprisonment? Given Philadelphia juries, given Philadelphia judges, given Krasner, I don't think anybody could honestly say, "Miles, well, Dom, his life will be over. He'll be in prison. It's worse." Stop kidding yourself with that. Why do people fight so hard for their life then? When life imprisonment, when the death penalty is on the table, often they say, "Okay, I'll accept life imprisonment." Look at Maureen Faulkner. You just heard that promo. You heard Greg and Nick Cale talking about Maureen and the blue uniform of Daniel Faulkner. That was, what, is it 44 years ago, I want to say, coming up, or the 45th coming up? I've seen it. It's still raw. It never goes away. It was taken from you. Mumia Abu-Jamal is lionized. What was it? Cornell paying him $250,000 for his paper in a museum there. He had his own radio show. How have we lost on this if the polling indicates that people support the death penalty? Because they don't. I've never witnessed a death penalty. I would pray I'd have the strength to witness it. I have interviewed what I believe to be the killer. Was it? I've interviewed a couple, Dan. It was in Trenton State Prison. I think that's, is that Capano? I believe it is. I wasn't allowed to bring in anything to record. I was allowed a pencil and a piece of paper to take notes. And the guy, you know, normal conversation, just going back and forth, happy to chat with me about all this. You know, my mind is just, how in the world is this allowed? He obviously did it. Why am I sitting here having this pleasant conversation with him? I mean, I went through more than he did, Dan, how I had to be checked and stripped. No, I don't think it was a strip search, but, you know, Trenton State Prison. You don't want to go inside a place like that. So I've done it. I've seen it up close. How in the world have we got? It's a marker. It's a milestone.
Who are you talking to in the prison?
I think it was Capano.
Okay.
So who killed Mary Ann Fahey, was it? No, that was in Delaware. Would he have been in Trenton State? But remember, no. This guy had the wife killed by two guys.
It wasn't the rabbi, was it?
No, I would have remembered. He had the wife killed by two guys at a turnoff, either Farley or somewhere else, the other one, off the Garden State Parkway or off the Atlantic City Expressway. It was a pretty famous case. And the reason I did it, he was wealthy. I was trying to make the point, I don't care how much money you make. You know, poor, wealthy, doesn't matter to me. No, it was not Capano. That was Delaware. It was Trenton State Prison, though. I think he's still alive. You don't remember that case?
We can do like a local Mindhunter series, you know, getting into the mind of the...
Yeah.
Robert Marshall?
No. Is that the wife was killed by people he paid
blind
to kill them,
murder.
Hitmen,
no.
off of the expressway headed to the shore, as I remember it. I know it was Trenton State Prison. I'll look it up. I wrote about it. If you write Giordano, Trenton State Prison, murder, it might come up.
Trenton State Prison, murder. Let's see if that
yeah.
comes up.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us. Side question today. 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Stacey Garrity, the treasurer of Pennsylvania. A lot of military experience, particularly in the desert. She has a lot to say about Shapiro. She might run for governor. She's the odds-on favorite, certainly the one I support on the Republican side. All that next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom Giordano's show. Welcome in. So Dan tracked it down, I believe. This guy, Robert O. Marshall, dies in prison. So he did die. Was 75 when he ultimately died. Convicted. Pulling off, I didn't think he was with his wife, pulling off saying he got hit over the head and two guys murdered his wife at a rest stop off the, killed at a Garden State Parkway rest stop September 7th, 1984. The day of the murder, he was returning home from Atlantic City. He claimed a problem with the car's rear tire, seen him pull off at Oyster Creek picnic area. There he told police, struck in the head by an unknown assailant. When he regained consciousness, he said he found his wife was dead, killed by two shots to the back.
Also said he had $15,000 worth of casino winnings that were stolen.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what he was concerned about.
Yeah, Dan. So sitting across from this guy, you know, at Trenton State, it was just business as usual. You know, he was, innocent. Blind faith, I think, was what the book was that got me
And there was a TV miniseries that was based on it as well.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. And he only avoided the death penalty because John Corzine is the one that signed it banning the death penalty. Stacey Garrity, you may ask her about this. If Josh Shapiro in the next, does Josh want to ban the death penalty? He doesn't seem to want to go that far in a place like Pennsylvania, but effectively it's banned. If he wins, you're not going to see any death penalty. And if this case doesn't cry out for the death penalty, what case does? There would be none. This is as blatant as it gets. All right, Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, thanks for the wait. What do you have today?
Oh, I'm going to change my answer. I have to go with the Treaty of Versailles.
Okay.
Because of the stiff punishment to put on Germany. you know, and then they didn't, it led to a lot of discontent because the Germans thought they didn't really lose the war, and it led to the 1932 elections, and you know got elected in Germany in 1932.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. Treaty of Versailles was very, very tough on Germany post-World War One, and then the mistake of allowing Hitler to march into the Rhineland and all that. So, yeah, anything involved with Hitler, the mistakes that were made are often the subject for this. A lot of media still today, New York City voting for the mayor, and with Cuomo in there, bad enough, but socialism is what got this guy is a member of the National Socialist Group. He would be, even Bernie doesn't say he's that per se. He says he's a Democrat. Sometimes he wanders into it. This guy would be, does New York deserve it? Given our antagonism toward New York, I kind of think it does. And I think Henry's pretty rabid when it comes to New York and New York fans.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly their basketball fans are some of the worst fans on the face of the earth.
I got to tell you, I was at Citizens Bank Park this weekend for the Mets series.
Oh, and when you hear the number of them that are there,
mm-hmm.
when they hit all those home runs on Saturday night, the cheering was unbelievable.
That's when I was there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, bad game to be at.
Yeah, exactly. But, obnoxious.
Oh, it's obnoxious. And then all you can do is just boo back, try and drown them out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coming up, Stacey Garrity, treasurer, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and the leading candidate, pretty much, on the Republican side to be the nominee to take on Josh Shapiro. We'll talk with her about a lot of things she's doing. And Dom's Money Melody, all next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.